From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on travel to the U.S. is already taking hold. Authorities say several people have been detained at airports within the United States, and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the United States. The executive order went into effect immediately on Friday night, banning citizens of seven major Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. President Trump spoke recently about the intent of his executive order.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the executive order put to a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the country. A senior White House official said President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked on Saturday in a scheduled phone call. The official did not provide details about what was discussed, but the two leaders were expected to talk about the future of U.S. sanctions that were imposed on Russia after its 2014 annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump was noncommittal Friday about whether he would consider lifting the sanctions. Trump spoke earlier with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of five leaders he was slated to speak with on Saturday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad, Syria's president, should be allowed to seek another term if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images. It said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts following several United Nations sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean. While one person was found dead, more than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. Serena Williams defeated her sister Venus in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, in the finals of the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, capturing her record-setting 23rd major singles title. Serena had been tied with Steffi Graf at 22 major titles. Venus celebrated her sister's victory.
Yeah, it's a great number. I know she would like to have a little more. Who wouldn't? And it's a great moment, and I'm very happy that she's been able to, get to number 23, because there's 22 ahead of that that she also earned, and she earned it.
It was also the seventh Australian Open title for Serena Williams to go along with her seven titles at Wimbledon, six at the U.S. Open, and three at the French Open. Serena Williams now has a 17-11 career record against her sister, including a 10-5 advantage at the Grand Slams. And many people across the Pacific region are celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. On Saturday in China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.